opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and my apologies that Carl and Linda are not here on such a wonderful, beautiful Friday morning, but they are on assignment today, and so my name is Cameron Middleton. I'm filling in for them today on Friday, which, of course, is really a treat, because as we start off the first segment here on a Friday is my favorite with Haven Humane. Katrina, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Oh, doing very well, especially after I heard a little bit more about our special guest this morning.
She is pretty special. Her name is Cosmic Brownie.
Greatest dog name I've ever heard of.
And she is a little puppy. She's about 2 months old, and she is a German Shepherd mix. She actually came in with her mom. Came in as a stray to us and actually gave birth to a litter of puppies at our shelter. So Cosmic Brownie actually has siblings, too, that are up for adoption.
Okay.
But they're the sweetest little puppies. They're definitely that good age that if you are looking for a puppy that you can train up and really fit into your family, little ones like this are really great for that.
Well, and that's something I know we've been discussing at length in my household. My wife and my kindergartner really want to get a new puppy, and I'm a little concerned that since we already have one wild animal that we can't train, do we need another one? But you're right, we could probably train the German Shepherd puppy a lot better than we can the kindergartner. So
German Shepherds are really smart, too. So
well, my understanding is they're one of the top 2-3 breeds in terms of intelligence, right?
They are very smart. They definitely want something to do. So they're more of a high-energy breed. They're not going to be like a couch potato type of dog. And definitely with a puppy, puppies will give you a run for your money, so to speak. They're great because they are a blank slate. You can definitely fit them into any family dynamic with other animals or kids or whatnot. You just have to go through a few months of, you know, the potty training, the chewing, all the little naughty things that you don't want them to do. But they do make a great forever family member.
Well, absolutely. And I think my kindergartner is also part of one of the active breeds as well. So, yeah. But please, anyone, please come down, especially with a litter. That's such a special thing. If you want to get more than one puppy as well and really add to the family, what a great opportunity. And I can just tell you, this is one of the absolute cutest puppies I've ever seen. And if my wife were here right now, I know we would be taking him home.
Yeah.
Or her home. So, and again, greatest thing. Now, so I've got to ask as well with Cosmic Brownie, what are some of the names of the siblings?
We have Donut Sticks.
I knew these would be good.
We have Star Crunch. We have Nutty Buddy. You can see what the theme is there.
Do you guys have a committee or something, a crew that has to, special team that has to come up with some of the names here?
It's pretty much just everyone who works there. That is actually a fun part about working there is getting to name the animals.
I think my creativity would probably find the end of its rope after a little while.
It can get challenging sometimes when you're naming so many animals. That's why it's good that it's kind of definitely a group effort.
Well, and you indicated as well, Katrina, you have a lot of animals at the moment.
Yes, we do. We have so many dogs, and we actually have a ton of puppies right now. So aside from Cosmic Brownie's brothers and sisters, we have a bunch of other litters of, you know, 2-3-month-old puppies of all various ages, too. So definitely, if you're looking for a new friend and you're wanting a little puppy, now is the time. We definitely will have something for you.
Well, and if you could touch as well, because I've discussed this at length with my wife about the training. And how that works, going through the training, and whether it's better to get a puppy and train all the way through or get one that's already trained. I want a dog that not only can, you know, go get the paper out in the morning, but come back and read it to me. She says I'm a little unrealistic on that, but.
Yeah, definitely with training, I say we do typically recommend puppies to families, especially if you do have a lot in your household, like especially if you have smaller children and you have a lot of your own animals already. Puppies are great because they don't really come with any preconceived like bad habits, so to speak. So it is training from the ground up, but it's the benefit there is you get to essentially mold the puppy to be like the perfect fit for your family.
Absolutely. And I, again, with just the German Shepherd breed as well, we lived across the street for years until we last moved from a sheriff deputy who was a canine deputy.
Oh,
he
wow.
had his German Shepherds, and I'll never forget that when we first moved in, that German Shepherd would sit across the street, directly across the street, on his lawn without moving. But when I mowed the lawn, he would stare at me the entire time. And I figured if he bolted, I had about 3, maybe 4 seconds to get to the front door. But one of the greatest dogs I ever knew. So
they're a fantastic breed for sure.
Great breed indeed. Well, it's good to hear that at least you guys are starting to get through some of the animals. Obviously, it's picking up. Is some of this seasonal?
Like adoptions-wise or?
Adoption-wise and in terms of having the, you know, you said you have a lot of dogs on hand at the moment.
Dogs aren't seasonal. Dogs are pretty much year-round for us. I know cats are seasonal. We have what's called a kitten season, and that starts pretty much when the weather starts warming up until fall is when we're, like, bursting with cats. But during the winter months, we really don't have as many.
That's interesting. Yeah, I didn't know that. In fact, I was woken up about 3 a.m. from my Ring camera alert thing in front of my house. There was a huge, huge cat on top of my wife's car.
Oh, yeah. No, it's the season's coming.
So, yeah. And there were a couple of other little kittens around as well. I could kind of see it on the screen. So, well, that's good to know. And I'll tell you, Cosmic Brownie, again, one of the greatest names ever. I'd love to sit in the room and you guys come up with some of these.
Right.
Yeah. Katrina, how can people get a hold of your organization and services you guys provide?
You can always get a hold of us at 530-241-1653 if you have any questions or you want to inquire about adoption. And then we have our website, havenhumane.org, and that has a ton of information about all the services we have to offer. And you can also view our adoptable animals on there as well.
And there's so many other services. I find oftentimes people think you just do one or two things. It's really just the adoption and such, but there's so many other services.
Yeah, we do a lot of different stuff. So definitely check out our website. If you need, you know, we have a vaccine clinic for the public, for your animals, which is really popular. And we also have, like feral cat spay and neuter services right now. And a whole bunch of other stuff. So definitely check us out.
Well, and to try and get ahead of that, fall, how'd you put it? Explosion of cats. Probably now would
yeah,
be a good
much.
Time if you can do that. So, indeed. Well, and I definitely had no idea it was that seasonal. But
that's interesting, huh?
Yeah, it sure is. Sure is. How many were in the litter from with Cosmic Brownie?
5.
Okay. And so you said that happens commonly. You guys get multiple litters that are born, and I would imagine that kind of multiplies the numbers there that you have at the on site.
I would say it's more rare that we have puppies that are born in our shelter. That doesn't happen very often. Typically, we get puppies in that, you know, are already maybe like 2 months old or something. So it is more rare that we have ones that, like, grew up with us, so to speak. But in some ways, kind of special. We got to watch them grow up, and now we get to watch them go into their forever homes. So
very cool. Very cool. Absolutely. Well, and again, just seeing Cosmic Brownie here today, what an absolutely cute puppy. I know he's going to get an awful lot bigger. Probably won't be able to fit under this table by the time he's fully grown.
Yeah, she's definitely going to sprout up for sure.
And what's the average size of a German Shepherd? Somebody told me a weight of one the other day, and I was blown away at this.
Well, purebreds get very large. I don't know exactly what they're mixed with. Their mom definitely looked like a mix, and she wasn't very big. I would say maybe 50 pounds. But again, I don't know who their dad is, so I don't know exactly how big Cosmic is going to get, but definitely probably 50, 60-pound range.
Well, and hopefully it gets to a large, full, healthy size with a good new family that can come and take care of them, and rest, along with all the brothers and sisters as well. So
yeah, that's right.
Indeed. Katrina, what else can people need to know about Haven right now?
Well, we actually have our Doggy Dash event coming up. It's tomorrow, on Saturday the 16th. That does take place at the Sundial Bridge. If you didn't register for it, no worries, because you can actually register the morning of the event. And the Doggy Dash is a, like, walk-run event. It's the only dog-friendly certified 5K in the North State, so super fun. You can bring your dog. There is a race portion if you want to participate in it in that way, but otherwise it's just kind of a fun run. Family friendly, and you can also dress your dog up in a costume and possibly win a prize.
Okay. And what time is that?
It's at 9 a.m.
9 a.m. All right, wonderful. Well, yeah, the Doggy Dash, along with it'll be at the Sundial Bridge, and it's a 5K, you said?
5K slash 10K, depending on what you want to sign up for.
Yeah, well, I'd probably about half of the 5K, so it would be for me, but gonna be busy. Well, Katrina, thank you so much for bringing Cosmic Brownie in today.
Of course.
Really, really appreciate it, and God, what an absolutely cute puppy. Good luck tomorrow at the Doggy Dash, and we'll make sure we get the word out on that.
For sure. Thank you so
much. All right. Thanks, Katrina. With that, we'll go ahead and take a short break.
Riders on the storm. Riders on the storm. Into this house we're born. Into this world we're thrown. Like a dog with.
Celebrate Easter with flavorful delight at Wind River Resort and Casino. Join us in seasons from 3 to 9 p.m. and immerse your senses in a symphony of flavors with a smoked ham dinner. This special is available for only $16 with a River Club card. It's not just a meal. It's a culinary experience that brings family and friends together. For complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Hi friends, RC here, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, the Diesel Vintage. A smooth burn, a perfect draw, and flavor for days. This is what an expertly crafted parejo from the farms of A.J. Fernandez offers us. The Diesel Vintage is everything we seek in a fine and exceptional cigar experience. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Stifel Nicolaus. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
Outstanding. Don't know how you pick those out, but just every Friday. It's just good as could be. Great job. So first thing I want to cover today, this is I think probably the biggest news we've had around here for quite a while, which is the weather, which is essentially, I've got the sheet here. It says weather to be perfect by this afternoon, continued perfect through the end of the evening. You know, what is it, sunny with a high near 71. So I think we had what threat of snow, what was it, a week and a half ago, and now here we are at 71. So, yeah, today we're looking at a sunny with a high near 71. North wind, though, very gusty like yesterday, 16 to 21 miles per hour. Gusts could get as high as 30. Please batten down your hatches and close those outside umbrellas. Saturday, we're going to be sunny with a high near 72. North-northwest winds around 6 miles per hour. Saturday night's going to be clear. Sunday, again, fabulous sunny, high near 77, very light breeze. Monday night, again, Sunday, sunny with a high near 76. Tuesday, it doesn't look like we're going to get any showers or even a chance of showers till next Wednesday. So can't do any better than that. Fabulous weather, time to get outside and enjoy it the best that we can. So, and with that, I would like to introduce our guest for the remainder of the hour, Mike Freeman, who is the new county superintendent of schools for the Shasta County Office of Education.
How about that, all right?
Congrats.
Sounds good, sounds good. You know what? I got to follow Cosmic Brownie?
You have to follow Cosmic Brownie. Well, it's almost as bad as having to follow Judy Flores, so you're used to this. You're always being put into tough posts. I know in some of your other past positions, you also had to fill some big shoes.
Well, I'm loving this weather forecast, and I do need to apologize to my neighbors. I think I'm the only one on the block that hasn't mowed my lawn this spring, so hoping on Saturday to be able to get out there and do that.
Well, now that it's on the radio, the apology is official, and the neighbors should be able to take it at face value.
Yeah, I'm feeling judged right now out there, so I'm looking forward to a great, beautiful weekend here in Reading.
Well, my kindergartner would be happy to come on out and mow that lawn for you, I'm sure. I haven't run it by him yet, but I'm sure the answer is going to be yes.
Enjoy that, because those kindergartners have a way of growing up and leaving the house. That's where we're at. So our kids are off in the world, and I've lost my lawn, guys, so we're back at it.
Indeed. Well, like I said, I've got a good kindergartner who is going to kindergarten.
It's a self-propelled mower. He could probably do it.
Yeah, it's not exactly going to be straight lines, parallel all the way across. Just, you know, he's still working on coloring inside the lines.
So you have a kindergartner out of Grant. I love that place.
Do, yeah. You were the principal superintendent out there, what, till about 4 or 5 years ago?
Yeah, about 5 years ago.
Yeah, I think he started out there at the Yellow House 3 years ago, and then, of course, there's all the Ks. So he had pre-K, TK, now he's in K. I had to ask the new superintendent. So I'm on parent-teacher night. I said, okay, is there a post-K here that I'm not aware of?
Or? Well, hey, I will tell you, from where I sit, some of the most important work that happens in education happens in those Ks. Right, that foundation, that piece of early childhood is huge. So shout out to all of our early childhood, not just in our SCOE preschool programs, but everywhere, the work that they're doing. I don't know if we necessarily fully appreciate what the magic of some of those pre-K and kindergarten experiences.
And I can tell it certainly made a difference with our son. You know, sometimes, you know, to a fault. I mean, I could have been lucky. I could have had a dumb one, but now he's clever. He's quick.
You got to watch those clever ones.
That's it. He's a clever one, and it's really, you know, makes things tough for us.
Yeah,
but
keep them engaged. Those clever ones, when they're not engaged, they're just as much as a problem.
That's exactly right. That's exactly what he does. But no, it's really great out there. But explain if you would too. I hear so often and have for years a lot of the misconceptions regarding the Shasta County Office of Education. You've got a couple of dozen-ish school districts in the county.
You 24 have, 24 school districts.
24.
And you add charters to it. Yeah, it's a dynamic scene.
Yeah, well, and again, it's a lot of times people don't quite understand exactly what it is that the County Office of Education does and what they don't do.
Yeah, no, I appreciate the opportunity, any opportunity, and I'm on here to expand. I'm on here to expand my connections. I know that what we want to do with kids, 26,000 kids in this county, and we cannot do it alone, right? that's going to require some partnerships. That's going to require working together. So any opportunity that I have to come and talk a little bit about what we do at the county office, I'm going to grab it. So we're about 400 employees, and I was shocked 5 years ago when I joined the Shasta County Office of Education team to know that a couple hundred of those are in our early childhood services. So we are into the preschool game. Renee Menefee is our executive director of early childhood services, and she's a dynamic leader with an incredible team out there. Cool expansions opportunities happening where we're just trying to be that central access point. If you have a student, if you have a young child, and you have questions about what that next step is, the connections that we enjoy with folks like Wendy Dickens at First Five and all our Head Start friends, like anything and everything that we can do to help families there. In my role, my role's evolved a little bit in the time that I've been at Shasta County Office of Education. I joined helping out on the instructional services side. And so that's everything from teacher training and administrator training or administrator support, right? I want to shout out to our busy, crazy busy principals and superintendents. We recently had the opportunity to have principal for a day where we took community members and plugged them into to schools, and they got to experience a little bit of the life of a school principal. So supporting there, professional development, helping now to really focus on literacy. Right? Making
Huge.
Sure that, yeah.
Absolutely
sure that
critical.
We get that right. And, you know, the importance, the research is clear. Getting kids reading by third grade does a whole lot of good for us as a community. And, I love the community efforts. We've got Reach Higher Shasta, working on an early literacy, work. And, we've been able to do some really, really cool things. But there are things that we don't do, right? So with those 24 districts, all of those districts have their own boards. Charters have their own board. So when we're looking at policy implementation, state comes at us with some things, and the boards are there to make decisions at that local level. They also develop their plans for their local needs and their programs. We come along and support, and they develop their own budgets. I think a lot of folks might see Shasta County Office of Education, and they got a beef with a school, so they call up Shasta County Office of Education and say, I need to talk to you about this. And we say, you know what? That's not our lane.
Yeah.
Go ahead and feel free to call the principal, and I'm sure that they'd love to talk to you to solve that problem. So it is important to understand what it is we do and what it is we don't do.
And I've heard that misconception so many times, even just the confusion amongst other districts. A number of times I've heard Shasta Union High School District confused with Shasta County Office of Education is crazy. But, of course, very different. And the other part, too, and I would imagine it has to be difficult. You get some of these mandates from the state, some of these things coming through, and you've got a real diversity of schools out there and school districts. You have very, very rural, some very small schools with a handful of students, and other ones with, 1,000 plus.
Yeah, we love where we live, right? But what that means is there's all this local flavor, right? I love being in Shasta County, and I love so many things about it. And what that means from a school landscape is that you might have, for us, big might be couple thousand kids, right? I have statewide friends, and we're sitting at tables and in conferences and things, and they start throwing out numbers like I got 30,000 kids in my district. We don't have 30,000 kids in the whole,
26,000 total. Yeah,
we don't have 30 in the whole county. So
wow.
But I love the idea that local leaders are stepping into those spaces, big and small, and doing what's best for families. You can imagine with California being the big diverse state that it is, from time to time something comes out of Sacramento that we're not big fans of, right? And so, like, as those things come up, we've got to have those conversations. And I do appreciate anyone and everyone that has stepped into those spaces to lead, because these are interesting times, right? I'm the bottom line for me and SCOE and under Judy's leadership, we're about making amazing things happen for kids and families. I'm a parent. Right. My kids have gone through Shasta County schools. You're a parent. You're invested. You got a dog. You got a dog in that fight. And I think there's nothing more important. It would be great to be in a community like Shasta County where we honor and respect every effort that goes into raising kids.
Well, and I've always really applauded and have always thought highly of the educational system, and what we have here in Shasta County really is phenomenal given our population, you know, resource base, everything else. But really, even from the smaller schools to the larger ones and those in between, there really are a lot of great schools, well-recognized, you know, highly, you know, receiving awards and other.
Yeah,
you know,
a couple of state teachers of the year out there. And
yeah.
I think, I think that it really goes to speak to that grit, right? Here in Shasta County, we're going to do whatever it takes. And our folks work very, very hard to solve problems. And I think in other parts of the state, there might be a little bit of, you know, maybe they are big and they think they can do it on their own. Here in Shasta County, we take care of each other and we work together. I think that those two things make our schools unique.
Absolutely. Well, with that, Mike, we're just going to go ahead and take a quick break, and we'll be back in a few.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Redding Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Shasta Dam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin from the Flag Center. Winter rain and wind is hard on flags. So until March 21st, bring us that tattered old glory, and we'll give you 15% off any all-weather Tuftex American flag. Stop in and see us at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. The Flag Center, since 1982. American flags, American made.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. I'd like to thank everyone who came out for the annual Redding Rancheria Community Fund Dinner. Since its inception in 2002, the fund has granted over $4 million in support of our community. This year, we celebrated organizations who received grants. With your help, we raised over $50,000 for Redding Rancheria Community Fund, helping to continue the cycle of giving. The Redding Rancheria Community Fund Dinner, brought to you by this station and other proud sponsors.
The
Perfect. Well done. With that, we just want to go, we've got Mike Freeman here, the new superintendent, county superintendent of schools for the Shasta County Office of Education. And, we were discussing some of the rural schools and some of the other, issues but the cooperation, how that can work between the 24 school districts plus the charters and trying to collaborate and make sure that, again, some of these state policies and other things that come down are really able to be implemented, whether it's the small schools or the large ones.
Yeah, and I just want to make sure that everyone that is listening to us is not hearing me say that we've got this all figured out, right? That, oh, like, welcome to Shasta County where our schools are perfect and everything's amazing. Like, we're doing work and we're having hard conversations, but I do think it really does come down to that idea of collective impact, right? We're having conversations now, especially as a Shasta County board, with the Board of Education. I want to throw a shout out to anybody and everybody that is stepping into board spaces these days, right? Our school boards are wonderful places where decisions are made at local levels, and you have people that are giving up of their time and willing to step in and lead. And I think a lot of folks are just maybe signing up to be a part of a good cause, or they want to get involved in their kid's school or something. And lately, last couple of years, we've been through a rough patch in our schools.
Very rough.
And those discussions that have been had at the board meetings have led to some late nights, right? And maybe they get into it and they realize they're getting into way more than they thought they were signing up for. So shout out to all of our board members throughout the county. We've been having some cool conversations at the Shasta County Office of Education board level about what are those things that what are those mutual conviction areas, right? Where are some things that we might be able to get behind and come together with our community? And we've landed on literacy and substance use prevention, right? I think as a parent, fentanyl is freaking all of us out.
One of the leading causes of death now among young demographic. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it is. I think under 40, I think it's the leading cause of death right now. So like that's – or preventable cause of death. I think that's something that leads to some action. I know right now Reading Restart's happening at Simpson University today, and that is the topic. And I think that as a board, we've been learning in that space. Again, not saying that we've got it all figured out. We're learning from trends that we're seeing, and we'd really love to take action with our community partners to insulate Shasta County from some of the problems that we are seeing. It's already here. We're just trying to get in front of things like peer education, right? Helping kids understand the dangers of it, helping kids have experiences in classrooms, and maybe even having the opportunities to empower some of our high school kids to be of influence and to step into spaces where they can have conversations with their peers about some of the choices, right? I know we recently brought in a former DEA agent, Rocky Heron, was here. And he was having conversations with schools. He was having conversations with anyone that would listen, right? And the dangers are there, and they are real. And as parents, I think it's going to be important that we do everything that we can to educate ourselves and work together with our schools to be able to, right, to be able to keep our kids safe, right?
Absolutely. And the fentanyl issue is unbelievable. What was it just this week? There was an arrest made here locally, and I think it was enough fentanyl to kill like 234,000 people or whatever the number was.
Yeah.
We only have 180,000 and change in all of Shasta County.
Right. I think if Rocky, I know Rocky was a guest on this program, so I appreciate that. But if he's here, he would be talking recreational drug use is not a thing anymore. If anybody's thinking that they're getting into drugs just to kind of blow off some steam, the drugs that are designed now are not designed for that.
Yes.
And the chances of that chemical compound being too much and overdosing is real. So I want to throw this out there. Thursday, April 11th, from 5:30 to 7, out at the Professional Development Center. That's 2985 Innsbruck Drive. We are having a substance use event for all of our families and community members. We're basically looking at what every parent needs to know about the rapidly changing recreational drug landscape and how they can help protect their children. So, again, that's going to be Thursday, April 11th from 5:30 to 7 o'clock. And we'll blast our social media, Facebook, Instagram, Shasta County Office of Education. We'll be pushing some of that out and also through our community partners. So.
And one more time, Mike, the address there on Innsbruck Drive?
Yeah, 2985 okay. Innsbruck.
2985 Innsbruck Drive.
Yeah, it's the old Builders Exchange out there by Rare.
Right at the corner.
Yep.
Got it. Indeed. Well, between that one and the other one that you brought up really as a focus is the literacy portion. And I sat on the Pioneer High Site Council for about 10 years.
Okay.
You mentioned earlier about the principal for a day. I was able to do that some years back, which was an eye-opening experience to finally do that. And it was, wasn't just Pioneer, but also some of the PLUS programs. So actually we went to Enterprise, Foothill, and Shasta as well. And I couldn't even believe how much the schools had changed in a number of ways just since I went to Shasta High School. But to really see as well, I mean, that's such a great program to have, and to get more people involved and have them understand about how a lot of this works. But even as a site council member at Pioneer, I really, it opened my eyes in terms of the literacy portion. These were a lot of high school students, sophomores, juniors, seniors, or at least in that age range, who had really fallen behind for one reason or another. And one of the main focus points and things that you could point to in the vast majority of those cases at that continuation high school was literacy and lack thereof at that early age, that third grade kind of hump.
Yeah, that's the mark, right? Third grade, once you hit fourth, you're not learning to read, you're reading to learn. And I think that if we don't have folks reading at grade level in third grade, there is a ton of research out there that shows incarceration rates, that shows all kinds of things. In fact, there was a study back in January. We had Kareem Weaver. He is the producer of the film Right to Read. He came to this area and he spoke to 700, 800 educators. Shout out to Retire Shasta for making that happen. But he actually shared from an old study from the U.S. Department of Corrections that basically said, you want to put us out of business? Teach people to read.
Yeah, that's it. Well, you know? And breaking some of these cycles, it was some years ago we were doing I was part of the Active 2030 Club here in town, and for about, a dozen plus years, I got kicked out, of course.
Yeah, aged out.
Once you hit 40, they just boot you straight out. But we would do the back-to-school shopping for the kids, and that really has become a great program that Active 2030 still does. But I'll never forget, we had to have the parents come in and fill out the little form, very basic, and sign it. And I'll never forget when one of the fathers looked at his little kid, must have been 6, 7, trying to fill out the form. Son, how do you spell the name of your school? How do you spell Sycamore?
Mm-hmm.
And the dad couldn't spell Sycamore,
mm-hmm.
couldn't spell the name of his kid's school. And I think, wow, the uphill battle that child now has just to break that cycle and really make sure that literacy is there, because it's probably wasn't a focus at home.
Yeah, when I think that what we're looking at here is the research is clear. You know, you look at our population, 96-97% of us are going to be able to learn how to read. And I think that when we talk about literacy, the importance of early exposure and engagement in text and vocabulary and again, I'm a former Spanish teacher, right? So I'm not an expert in this, but if I did have experts here and I hang out with friends that are experts here, they would say that oral language development early on is one of the building blocks for literacy and reading, right? So having conversations and engaging in that, I think we've all seen First Five ads of like how to engage and have conversations with our kids. And you know, unfortunately, like I've been guilty of this too, but like I see people in the grocery store and they're handing their phone to their kid.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, it's the greatest babysitter, cheapest babysitter you can find.
Yeah. Instead of maybe having conversation as we can expose them to more words, they're building up that vocabulary, and those are the building blocks for that early reading. You know, and I'll throw this out there. Anybody that is listening right now that would like to get involved can definitely reach out to the Shasta County Office of Education because we can connect you. Anybody listening right now that is struggling with this, young, old, it doesn't matter. There are programs that can help all of us develop our literacy skills. Because we live in an information age, and the ability to access that information is literacy, right?
Absolutely. Well, and it's so critical, especially at the younger ages. So yeah. With that, we're going to go ahead and take a break, and we'll be back here in just a short while. Again, KCNR, 96.5 and 1460.
Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blasengame present Amazing Pollinators, on display now through May 27th at the Turtle Bay Museum. Immerse yourself in this visually stunning, game-based role-play adventure that explores the colorful and diverse world of pollinator and plant relationships. Amazing Pollinators at Turtle Bay Museum was created by Minotaur Mazes, a company specializing in interactive maze exhibits. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Reading, when was the last time you experienced Black Bear Diner? Entrepreneur Magazine recently recognized this hometown diner as a top growing national restaurant. Why? Because there's always plenty for your paws. With delicious homestyle options that deliver choice, value, variety, and a cozy way to make memories and celebrate occasions. Come on in and remind yourself what guests all over the country are discovering.
Black Bear Diner.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity and reliability of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Maintain your car warranty with our service while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palisadro, in the Holiday Shopping Center, or in Redding, on Lake Boulevard, near Waterworks Park, and Anderson, across from Roundtable Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Auto Body. Big box store body shops to come to our area. They contract with as many insurance companies as possible. They provide discounts for these referrals. This allows the insurance company to dictate the parts and repair process to ensure the lowest cost of repairs as possible. This is not in your best interest for your expensive investments. At Coachmaster, we work for our customer, not the insurance company. We have no obligation to cut parts prices or use inferior parts. We follow strict manufacturer repair guidelines. It's your choice and your choice alone where you choose to have your vehicle repaired. Coachmaster was established in Reading in 1969 and doing quality repairs in Reading for over 55 years. Coachmaster is proven to be your best choice for collision repair. And yes, it is your choice. Our friendly service and quality repairs will have you referring all your friends and family. And remember, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Experience for the first time growing wild an illuminated wildlife lantern display at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Open select dates March 29th through May 26, 2024, Year of the Dragon. Growing Wild will feature 10 acres of botanical gardens filled with larger-than-life Asian lantern displays of animals from around the world, plus music, animation, food and drinks, and more. Don't miss Growing Wild at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Go DJ.
She's so good at this. I'd be sitting there. I probably would have picked Happy Birthday for the fourth time in a row or something. I could never do that. So, again, just wanted to cover weather real quick, which is brought to us today by Four Winds Jewelry. Phenomenal jewelry store. I've purchased some things there before, certainly with some of the jewelry that my wife seems to have an eye for. I'm hoping to get my own parking spot out front at some point here in the future. So, again, today we're just going to have a phenomenal day, sunny with a high near 71. It is going to be windy. 16 to 21 miles an hour, gusts as high as 29. And we're going to be looking at this type of weather, just sunny and low to mid-70s all the way through Tuesday till we get to Wednesday where we have a slight chance of showers. But almost a week away, I don't think they really can call that at this point. So 50% chance of rain, the one thing you can always call evenly. So
yeah, I think we deserve a week without. You know, I know water around here is everything, and I get that. And I think we've had our share lately.
No, I had to look up what the thing outside was called, the sun there. I hadn't seen it in so long. So, no, great to have some good weather today. And, again, we have Mike Freeman here, the Shasta County new superintendent of schools from the Shasta County Office of Education here with us today. And, again, going over some of these things, Mike, as well, you brought up in terms of the literacy and that conversational ability and being able to do that. We were lucky in my household. I married an Italian, so my son's half Italian. So the conversational thing's never been a problem. In fact, really, I don't get a word in edgewise at my household.
Probably a lot of hands, right?
There's a lot of hands. There's a lot of talking without pauses. It really is something else. But in terms of that, literally yesterday, I think we had two times last night. My son wanted some chicken nuggets kind of early, about 5:30. So we thought, well, boy, we don't have to do anything else for dinner. Here we go. All of a sudden, he gets done about an hour later. He goes, yeah, Mommy, I want more food. I want food. I'm hungry. I want dinner. She goes, I thought you had dinner. He goes, nope, that was just an appetizer. Like, when did the kid learn the word appetizer? I mean, I had no idea. But it certainly is important. And I know seeing that just from, again, having a six-year-old, It is something else, and we do lament it a little bit. We know it's so important, the literacy portion, but we do miss being able to spell words in front of him so he didn't know what we were talking about. Now we spell the words out, and he goes, oh, I know what that means.
Yeah, shout out to our spelling bee champions this last week, right? Elementary and middle school spelling bees were had. And, yeah, careful with that. They're on to us as we're trying to sneak past them with some spelling.
Like I said, clever ones.
That trick doesn't work anymore.
Yeah, absolutely. It's the clever ones.
Well, and you really got to worry about it when they get clever and act like they don't know what you guys are talking about, and they got you right where they want you.
Oh, he knows how to play dumb. Like I said, he's sharp, he's clever, he's a good Italian kid. He knows exactly how that works. But, no, it's just really good to see. And the other part that really fascinates me, without getting into my exact age, I graduated from high school, just over 25 years ago, and grew up here and went through elementary, middle, and high school here. We live literally some hundreds of yards from the house I grew up in. My child may go to entirely different schools than I did. Living in the same neighborhood as I grew up in, he may go – he's already going to a different elementary school, may go to a different middle school, and may go to a different high school. And for me, it was Manzanita, Sequoia, Shasta. I know for a lot of kids it was, whether they went to Parsons, they may have gone on to Enterprise or, Pacheco and some of these down to Anderson High School that you were with. Explain how just – so much of this is changing, so much of the dynamic. We've got charter schools, we've got others. I'm just blown away at how different it is than when I went to school here.
Yeah, it's so I'm a huge sports fan, all kinds of sports, and I love college sports. And I look at what the transfer portal is doing to colleges, right?
All right, yeah, let's get started on that one.
And I almost feel like as we look at Shasta County, the beautiful thing about Shasta County is we do have this idea of open enrollment, and parents can choose. And I think that puts that puts our schools in a great place to be able to tell their stories, right? As they tell their stories, it's kind of a marketing thing, right? And if I've got a if I want to attract families, if I want to attract kids, then I got to work on my programs. And I think that there's some market drive for improvement. Now, granted, educators are going to continuously improve because we're never good enough, right? We want to do what's right and what's best for families and for kids. But when you have this idea of welcome to Shasta County, where you could go anywhere, right? And I think that that's a beautiful thing as a parent. I also do want to get to this place where can we create schools? In fact, we just recently had a student voice panel, and we had some area high school kids come and talk to us a little bit about creating safer spaces in our schools. And I want to have our students have the experience where they feel this connection to their school. We want to get to a place where this is my school versus this is the school that I go to, right? I hope everybody can feel that difference.
Yes.
Because there's a difference when it's this is my school. I'm a Rebel of High School kid, right? I could sing the fight song right now.
Spartans.
Throw it out there. But my kids have gone through Shasta High School, right? So I'm a Shasta Union High School. I taught at Foothill. So I've got all of these different connections with schools, but connection is the name of the game. Adults at schools are in the connection business. We are trying to build those connections with students and build those connections with families. I would just throw this out there. I love the idea that anybody can go anywhere. I would just invite, if we have challenges or problems, I would invite us to invest in trying to fix those problems in the school that we're in versus hitting the transfer portal and taking our kid and packing up and moving somewhere else. As a former superintendent principal, I would always love to know the problem and be given an opportunity or a chance to fix it versus somebody just bop out of there, right? And there's people out there that probably have problems with decisions I've made. I'm going to throw that out there.
You're always going to have that.
I get that. But give me a chance to fix it. Give me a chance. If you are in my school, tell me what I can do better. Because we do have, our districts do have some local control.
Oh,
and we've
absolutely
got some ability to put some funds in places, right, where maybe, just maybe, we might be able to engage more.
One of my best, the greatest story I've ever heard about local control at a school district was up, and I can say this now because he passed on a couple years ago. My cousin, my uncle, was at one point president of the Castle Rock school district up in Castella. So he joined the school board, was president of the school board, and at the same time he was also chairman of the fire auxiliary board, which happened to have its fire hall directly across the street from the school. If anybody knows how that's laid out, well, there was a problem with the kindergarten. And they didn't have a spot for the after-school daycare in the school because they had to add a new class. So there's nowhere for the kindergartners to go. So he said, all right, write me up a little contract. We're going to do a lease with the fire hall across the street. We're going to put the kindergartners over there. I'm going to sign the lease for $1. So he signed it as the president of the school board and as the chairman of the board for the fire auxiliary. Now, I have no idea if that crossed any boundaries or whatnot, but certainly it was the right thing to do. It worked. Great example of local control in a small school district.
Yeah, and you know what? We do have it. I know that California we've got mandates coming, and so it might feel like we're losing control. We do have local control in our districts. I think what Shasta County Office of Education is trying to champion and what is actually going to be the thing that helps us get where we need to be in 2024 and beyond is this idea of collaborative problem solving versus combative problem finding, right? I think our society is really good at, like, hey, let me be contentious and let me step into a space and tell you what you're doing wrong. I'm cool with people telling me what I do wrong. I love that feedback, right? Small doses, please. But like, I do like the idea of, hey, Mike, have you thought of this? Getting to a place where we can do it collaboratively and pulling in the resources that we have at our availability here in Shasta County, that's what's going to help us.
Well, and again, I think your analogy with the transfer portal, which I'll spend the next hour on with my father when he gets on the air here, along with the payment as well. Anyway, in the district conference realignment. Anyway, you're getting me off topic here. But I, one of the things that I wonder about as well, is the attendance overall. After COVID, I know especially statewide, nationwide, those attendance numbers came down. We have about 30 seconds. Can you just say in terms of attendance how that's
Attendance is getting better, right? I mean, obviously we followed the rules, and when kids were sick, we sent them home and we quarantined and we did all these things. So, we are getting better. I think that there's incredible work that we can still do to improve.
Well, now that I've got a kindergartner, I know that the laboratory is basically kindergarten. There's more disease there than on any lab in China. That's for darn sure.
But don't fool yourself. Attendance in kindergarten matters.
Oh, absolutely. Right? No, we want that kid there every day. And yeah, most
they're not
weekends.
Just they're not just napping and playing.
Yeah, that's true. Mike, thank you so much. Really appreciate it. Thank you for coming in today. Again, Cameron Middleton, KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. And we'll be back in just a few.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Quote, but he found there remains an appearance of impropriety. Willis and Special Prosecutor Nathan Wade testified at a hearing last month that they had engaged in a romantic relationship. However, they rejected the idea that Willis improperly benefited from it, as lawyers for Mr. Trump and some of his co-defendants alleged. Jeremy House reporting.
At least three deaths reported. Logan County, Ohio, the result of powerful storms that spawned tornadoes across parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky. And a lot of people are hurting. Indiana State Police speak of many significant injuries. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell unloading on his Democrat counterpart Chuck Schumer for Schumer's call for new elections in Israel and for his criticism of Prime Minister Netanyahu over the war in Gaza. McConnell suggesting that Schumer should mind America's business.
It is grotesque and hypocritical for Americans who hyperventilate about foreign interference in our own democracy to call for the removal of a democratically elected leader of Israel.
First responders arriving at the scene of a Russian missile attack on a home in Odessa, Ukraine, were themselves hit by a second missile. A paramedic and an emergency services worker among 14 people killed. Some 46 others were wounded in the Russian attack. On Wall Street, the Dow down 51 points. The Nasdaq Composite Index is off 106 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The new FedNow system is paving the way for the digital dollar. It grants the government unprecedented access to your financial transactions. This isn't just an invasion of privacy. It's a direct assault on your liberty and hard-earned money. It's another reason why I recommend physical gold IRAs from the Birch Gold Group. I'm Lance Wallnow. I'm a news analyst and a podcaster with nearly 25 million downloads to people just like you who cherish their financial independence. A precious metals IRA can help you avoid the scrutiny of Big Brother while also preserving your retirement savings through almost anything, including economic crashes, political instability, and even hyperinflation. To find out more, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and see how a gold IRA can help you. Text FAITH to 989898. Remember, there's no strings attached. Text FAITH to the number 989898 right now, and I pray you're blessed with continued prosperity.
It's election day in Russia, although the outcome is a foregone conclusion.
If you look at the ballot, there are four candidates. It's very obvious that one of them, Vladimir Putin, is towering head and shoulders above the other three. And he's engineered this absolutely bleak and barren political landscape where there are no serious or realistic contenders who could oust him, kick him out of the Kremlin, because all of the most popular and most vocal opponents of Vladimir Putin, they are in exile, in jail, or dead.
The BBC's Vitaly Shevchenko. There were reports this morning of system outages at McDonald's around the world, shuttering restaurants, leading to social media complaints. Website Down Detector also reported a spike in problems with the McDonald's app over the past few hours. Townhall.com. A bid for school choice advances in Georgia.
Georgia Republicans have powered a voucher plan funding private school tuition and homeschooling through the state house. Thursday's 91-82 vote gets the measure close to becoming law. The same bill failed last year when 16 Republicans voted against it. Thursday, it passed with one vote to spare after seven Republicans and one Democrat who opposed the measure last year flipped to support it. Supporters say the bill would create options for children in poorly performing schools. Republican Governor Brian Kemp is backing the voucher plan. Keith Peters reporting.
A truck driver accused of killing a pregnant Amish woman in her rural home is headed to a Pennsylvania courthouse for a preliminary hearing. Pennsylvania judge today is considering whether investigators have sufficient evidence against 52-year-old Sean Cranston to advance the charges to a trial. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Carl and Linda are on assignment today. This is Cameron Middleton filling in for Carl and Linda. Let's just say Carl. I can't really fill in. Nobody can fill in for Linda. Thank you for joining us at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Before we get to the weather today, I would like to bring on my old pal and former associate, Susan Eastman from Stifel Nicolaus, assistant vice president, and one of the best financial advisors you're going to find anywhere. Susan, how are you this morning?
Good morning, Cameron. Good morning, everyone. Well, major averages are in the red, closing out the week in a low. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 47 points at 38,855. The S&P 500 is off 21 points at 5,129. The NASDAQ Composite is losing 83 points at 16,045. Active stocks this morning, Tesla up a dime, trading at $162.63 per share. Apple down $2.40 at $170.61. NVIDIA up $10, trading at $889.76. Rivian positive 32 cents, trading at $11.06. Over in the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is priced to yield 4.312%. For commodities, gold is down $7 an ounce at $2,167. Silver up 6 cents at $25 an ounce. And crude oil is priced at $80 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman, First Vice President Investment, Stifel Nicolaus & Company, member SIPC and NYSE for KCNR.
Excellent,
and
Susan.
And everyone have a great weekend. Thank you.
Thank you so much. You too. Well, interesting day on the market and interesting week as well. I know that it was about 2 days ago, or maybe it was three, both the S&P 500 and the Dow both hit record territory. So did gold, which is very rare to have both. The stock market and the price of gold be at all-time records, but strange times we live in. So with that, want to get to our weather one more time. This one sponsored by Shasta Gas Propane. Again, if any of your propane needs that you have, I know we have to deal with propane companies all the time when we do our real estate transactions, and Shasta Gas Propane is phenomenal in their service work and what they're able to provide. Also very reasonable on all their rates, but great service, and I know it's a company we always look forward to working with. So with that, it's such a phenomenal day that we have here today with sunny, you know, high near 71. Again, going to be windy with some pretty high gusts up to 30 miles an hour. So make sure if you've got anything loose outside, go ahead and nail that down to the concrete. Whatever you need to do, make sure stuff's inside. Don't want anything breaking or taking off trampolines and whatnot over the fence into the neighbor's yard. So we're going to have sunny with low to mid-70s really all the way through Tuesday. Start with a slight chance of showers on Wednesday and Thursday of next week, but still with a high in the low 70s and high 60s. So with that, such phenomenal weather, I was thinking about just taking off and going to play golf today. But with that, my father is here, and with Bruce Middleton with House of Realty. Today's our normal day to cover some of our real estate stuff. But after the county superintendent of schools mentioned college football and the transfer portal, figured we could probably cover that for at least the next hour.
Yeah, college football has certainly gone through a change. I've always been a Pac-8, 10, 12 fan, and that's no longer going to be in existence, although there's still two teams, I guess, that are still Pac-10 12. But, yeah, I think my days of watching college football have come to an end. These four major leagues or whatever it's going to be, I don't think it'll be anywhere near as much fun watching and confusing at the least.
Well, and I think, too, certainly going through it, I think Nick Saban at Alabama said, hey, all these kids are asking is how much playing time am I going to get and how much are you going to pay me? So, yeah, I think it's certainly added, made it a little bit tough. But with that, wanted to talk a little bit about our hour today, which is real estate and kind of what we're seeing in the market.
Well, the market's, you know, holding its own. What's interesting is I read recently where it looked like they're going to, maybe the Feds are going to reduce the rates in June. And then, you know, last week it came out that there was a spike in inflation. And so I don't think anybody knows exactly when that's going to happen. I think right now rates are around 7.75, something like that. But and then they occasionally drop below 6. You have a better handle on that. But so, you know, I don't know. It's a good time to buy, I think. I think due to the fact that, you know, home prices have held their values and that they're still relatively high. I really think that if rates start dropping, you'll see some more homes on the market, but I also think home prices are going to go up. So, you know, pick your poison. Do you want to buy a home now at a certain level and then down the road 2 years from now, you know, at that point in time, maybe, you know, apply for a new loan at a lower rate, and with house prices higher. So, you know, it's kind of pick your poison.
Well, and right now, just checked again, we only have 461 homes on the MLS, which in 05, 06, 07, when things were absolutely crazy, we didn't have an inventory number that low.
No, I remember we had over 2,000 for quite a while. And I think it might have peaked at 2,200 or something like that. So, you know, under 500 certainly limits your choices. And we don't have a buying frenzy at this time, but I think there's some pent-up demand that, you know, a year from now, if rates are 4.5, 5, I think there's going to be a buying frenzy. So, and I don't see a lot of new construction. I think locally, you know, there are a few homes being built, but I don't see a lot. Yeah.
Well, and I think, too, you know, in terms of looking at that demand, and, yeah, the mortgage rate today from Mortgage News Daily, which does a composite average of major mortgages, has it at 7.02. So a straight 7%, which is about where it's held steady at now for well over a year.
Yeah, you can certainly buy a loan down, but there's still closing costs involved. So if you get a new loan, there might be a point and a half fee plus other garbage fees and whatever. So, you know, there's an additional cost there. A lot of times they're asking sellers to help pay towards those costs. They'll offer full list price, but ask for 2% or whatever. But, yeah, it's still tough. And for first time home buyers, it's hard out there.
Yeah, it's brutal. And just if you've got a small family, trying to find something with enough room that doesn't need major repairs. I know that's the other thing we're seeing constantly is repair work needing to be done and a big negotiation over who's going to pay for it.
Well, I think you're finding, too, there's a shortage of contractors right now. I mean, I remember back in the Great Recession, we had a lot of tradespeople leaving the area. And I think we went from like 5,000 to 1,500 or 2,000 tradespeople. And, you know, when the market's booming and you can't get your subs out there, so, you know, it delays everything, and that's costly. So, you know, when they say we're short of affordable housing, boy, define affordable housing. It's hard. You know, each new home has to have solar. There's all these things that they keep adding and making done. And you know, it just it's really tough to bring something in under, you know, $200 a foot or whatever. But fees and permits haven't gone down. So, yeah, it's tough.
Well, and I think as well, looking at the lack of supply, what I wonder is that once rates do start to drop back down and there's the increased demand, are people, especially investors, going to think we've hit the bottom, and therefore start that buying frenzy?
Yeah, that's probably true. I know people, and especially a lot of people right now sitting on 2.5%, 3.5% loans would like to maybe either downsize. They're actually in a better position because they probably have good equity. But other people that would like to buy a bigger home or in a better area or whatever, it's tough right now. It just, you know, there's not a lot out there, and, you know, it's tough.
Well, I think, too, seeing a number of these escrows where once they find out what the insurance cost is going to be, that could throw off their purchasing power and make it a little tougher.
That's a huge factor. Yeah, I mean, we're having people calling and saying, hey, what do I do? I'm getting canceled. My insurance is due. I know May, I have to pay insurance again. Last year, for the first time, I was with the same company for 32 years, and there was about a 55% increase. And, you know, upon talking to them, they're basically saying there's not much we can do about that. That's what it is if you want the same coverage. So for the first time, I shopped it and got a better rate.
Well, and it's important for people to go out and try and shop it and see what they can find out. So, all right, with that, we're going to take a short break. Again, Cameron and Bruce Middleton, KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. We'll be back shortly.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Get ready for a Leprechaun's Feast this St. Patrick's Day at Wind River Resort and Casino. Join us in seasons from 3 p.m. to 9 p.m. and savor the flavor of Ireland with corned beef and cabbage for only $15 with a River Club card or $20 without. Discover the magic of green beer. Available for only $3. For complete details, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at ShastaCollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at ShastaCollege.edu.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Tagger and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG-guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no-side-effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult-to-treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by. Get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help.
We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Thank you very much again. Welcome back to KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Cameron Middleton here today in for Carl and Linda Bott. And we have my father, Bruce Middleton, here from House of Realty. And Dad, today's kind of a big day. Was it today or yesterday? A full 40 years in real estate?
Yeah, I think it was March 13th that I started back in 1983. So it's 40 years and I just renewed my license for the 10th and final time.
So yeah. You reach a certain age, don't you become a life member of the California Association?
What's kind of funny about this whole situation is once you reach 70, and they actually had raised it to 75, which was okay, and now it's back to 70, but once you reach that age and have 30 years of real estate experience, you no longer have to take the continuing education. And the irony to me is you need it more than ever at this point. You know, everything changes. I was looking in the paper this morning, and they're talking about adding a disclosure now for climate control in certain areas. And you know, what's happening with the climate change, I should say. And, you know, in Florida and certain areas, I'm sure that's probably not a bad idea, although – you know, if you have a TV or a newspaper or a radio, you're going to hear about these things. But anyway, they're adding another disclosure. So, you know, the potential for hurricanes or snowstorms or, you know, whatever it might be. So that's kind of interesting. But I remember 40 years ago that when you bring it up, a land contract was one page, and I think a residential contract was either two or three, and now I think they're 18 or 20 and with 30 disclosures instead of two. Yeah.
No, it takes a tree to sell a house. It's a big stack of paperwork that are mandatory disclosures and some of the optional disclosures as well that for any file that we have to do. And it's very easy too for buyers and sellers to gloss over and not really read through those. It's important that you do every one of the disclosures that we have, every clause, paragraph that they've has been added on to get that purchase agreement from two pages to 16. We're all because of lawsuits.
Well, and they're there for a reason. You know, do your due diligence is not just a term. And that's something that you should do. You know, it's some of them seem redundant in the contract itself. And now you see National Association of Realtors and California Association of Realtors. There's been some flack recently about commissions. And that, you know, the seller is actually paying the buyer's commission as well. Well, in your listing agreement, it states on the first page that if your commission is 6% or 5 or whatever it is, that's negotiable. But that half of that generally goes with the listing office. And then the other half will go to the selling agent, office, broker, whatever. But, you know, it's clearly stated, and you assume as a realtor that most people read that, understand that. You know, the buyer is putting the money up. So, you know, the total sale is $400,000. They're buying that. Well, out of that, yes, part of that goes to the selling agent, part to the listing agent. But the buyer put the money up. But so who is really paying it? But it comes out of the seller's proceeds. So that was pretty clear, I thought, but all of a sudden that's become a big issue.
Well, and part of it, too, to my understanding, we just had our general counsel, our chief state attorney for the California Association of Realtors, was up recently speaking on this issue. And I know a lot of people have heard about the Missouri case with the National Association of Realtors, some of the big brokerages, and think that because of how that case went, that now no longer will the sellers cover the buyer's commissions. The buyers now have to pay that. That's not the case. It is happening in certain cities, certain areas. Of course, the downside of that is, all right, if you're only the seller's only going to pay your listing agent and you're not going to offer that to the buyer's agent, that's going to reduce the number of people that are going to come and look at your house, because a number of buyer's agents aren't, I mean, they're not going to go out and work for free. So, and if the buyer does have to do it, we're probably going to see what we see with repairs, closing costs, upfront closing costs, everything else. Rate buy downs, they're just going to tack it onto the credit.
Sure. But, you know, buyers are scrambling now to buy homes. And, you know, most require a down payment. FHA might be 3%, but a conventional loan is 20% down. So, yeah, they're, you know, sellers are scraping by to buy. Now, if they have to pay 2 or 2.5 or 3% commission on top of that, you know, that's going to get passed on one way or the other. I mean, they can't afford to do that. That would really, you know, stymie the market. So anyway, it's funny that it's arisen at this point in time. It's always been somewhat the same, but, you know, there are a few people that said that it wasn't clarified that are suing. So we'll see how that all pans out. Our Gov Hutchinson, our lead attorney for the CAR, has basically said it's not a problem at this point in time, but we'll see.
Indeed. Well, and a question that we got here as well that I wanted to address that came in was regarding Airbnbs. And I know this has certainly been an issue that has, how should I put it, piqued Carl's interest a couple of times. And the question is, what's the effect of Airbnbs on the pressure on our rental market? So, in other words, how many units are being taken up by Airbnbs that would otherwise be in the rental market and be long-term rentals, which then would have, you know, if you've got a higher supply, the idea is would bring rental rates down. Certainly in cities like, what, South Lake Tahoe, Trinidad's now banned Airbnbs entirely.
Well, this is a whole new can of worms. And, you know, South Tahoe, you know, there were so many becoming short-term rentals that employees could not find housing. A lot of them were having to come from Reno, which is a drive, or, you know, other areas. And it, you know, the hard part here is when you think about it, if the employees can't find housing, what's that do to the business? Do they close down? Do they do what? I mean, it's a long-term program. On the other hand, too, what about freedoms? If you own a house, are they going to dictate whether you can rent it short-term, long-term? And, you know, homeowners are saying, hey, wait a minute. It's like rent control in larger cities. I mean, you're stymied, and so, you know, are people going to continue to invest in rental properties? So, you know, it's just another problem that we face in the real estate market.
Well, and again, different cities are dealing have more impact with this than others. What is it, Big Bear Lake down south, I think a third of their housing stock is short-term rentals. I think another third is second homes, and a third is primary residences. So, but it's a tourist area. It's a second home area for a lot of people, different than ours. So in Redding, specifically in Redding, we have about 36,000 households. That's the number of households in the city of Redding. And our total Airbnb stock at this point is less than, I would say, 1% of that. So I think the total number now, the permits, I haven't checked the more recent numbers. I know there have been some new applications in. But I think our total permitted is between 200 and 300. And there's talk about, you know, there may be about 100 that are non-permitted, might get that number up to 350, 400 as the total number. But again, that's about 1% of the housing stock. So it's not anywhere near the impact that South Lake Tahoe has or a lot of these other places. That said, the city council did put a cap on it. But what we found is that really within about the last year, Airbnb and short-term rental demand has dropped. We're seeing a lot of people just by their, but due to the market, they're now converting their short-term rental into a long-term rental.
Well, and I think they want to put a cap on the number, and there are certain restrictions, not more than, you know, one per block or five per neighborhood or whatever that might be. There are restrictions, and I remember talking to our mayor, Michael DeQuisto, at the time, about this, and he said, what are your feelings? And I said, well, you know, you can certainly understand if you've been in a home for 30 years and all of a sudden the neighbor, you know, the two neighbors are on each side decide to do short-term rentals, and the people here are, you know, that rent them are here to party, and, you know, and parking's a big issue, and so, you know, that all comes up. So, you know, the number of them, you know, it's a tough call. But on the other hand, when they make these, you know, restrictions, who enforces them? And that's what I had asked Michael. I said, you know, you can make all the rules and regulations you want to. Do you have the staff to enforce these?
Well, and I believe with the last move that the city council took after we dealt with it at the Planning Commission for about a year, they did add at least one, if not two, code enforcement staff people dedicated strictly to the short-term rentals, which should help because I think the enforcement part was the biggest issue. You've got some of these short-term rentals, Airbnbs. You live next door to them. You have no idea it's a short-term rental. It's run so well. Guests are vetted. It's done in, you know, exceptionally stealthy. You don't even know that they're there. They're permitted. They're in good shape, good operators. But then there's the bad operators, and you've got to be able to address those. We saw some absolute nightmare cases. One guy that had the basically put a commercial laundromat in his garage, had the porta potty out front, cars parked on the lawn, and then I think he put a wall air conditioning unit in his garage door, which everybody could see because he had to circulate the air due to the commercial laundromat he put in there.
Well, and part of the problem is a lot of these owners are not in the area. They're out at area owners, and so they might have a property manager or whatever, but if you have a problem like that, you know, who's going to be around that can come and monitor that or come and tell them to, hey, keep it down or, hey, there's too many people here or whatever? I mean, generally it's done after the fact, and that's not much help if you live next door.
Well, and I think if I'm correct, I think that the cap that the city council imposed might have been 600, which were nowhere near, which would represent less than 2% of the housing stock. And I think that's the issue, is at what point do you kind of pull the trigger and say, hey, we can't have more of this, because the rental market we're seeing is tighter than the housing market. And people trying to find rentals, it's difficult, you know, in terms of the rent that they're having to pay. Certainly if they have pets, that makes it quite difficult. And I know some new rules went into effect here, what, January 1, some of the new bills regarding deposit amounts, and now they're talking about pet deposits and some of these others. But it's the rental market is very tight, so, you know, too much influence on it will have an effect.
Well, I think over the 10 years, I mean, I haven't certainly done a study, but I think if you look at it, over the last 10 years, rents have probably increased 75%, and in some instances probably doubled. There's certainly a demand. And as more families can't afford to buy, you know, they have to rent. So that creates more demand. And so, you know, it's a tough situation out there. Bethel, for instance, I think they have 2,000 students a year that come in. And, you know, so they've all got to live somewhere. So there's not enough building taking place.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, with that, we'll go ahead and take a short break. Again, Cameron Middleton, KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio.
Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blazengame present Amazing Pollinators, on display now through May 27th at the Turtle Bay Museum. Immerse yourself in this visually stunning, game-based role-play adventure that explores the colorful and diverse world of pollinator and plant relationships. Amazing Pollinators at Turtle Bay Museum was created by Minotaur Mazes, a company specializing in interactive maze exhibits. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. Big box store body shops to come to our area. They contract with as many insurance companies as possible. They provide discounts for these referrals. This allows the insurance company to dictate the parts and repair process to ensure the lowest cost of repairs as possible. This is not in your best interest for your expensive investments. At Coachmaster, we work for our customer, not the insurance company. We have no obligation to cut parts prices or use inferior parts. We follow strict manufacturer repair guidelines. It's your choice and your choice alone where you choose to have your vehicle repaired. Coachmaster was established in Reading in 1969 and doing quality repairs in Reading for over 55 years. Coachmaster is proven to be your best choice for collision repair. And yes, it is your choice. Our friendly service and quality repairs will have you referring all your friends and family. And remember, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your internet at one time, and that requires a great internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474, for your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet. Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Experience for the first time glowing wild an illuminated wildlife lantern display at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Open select dates March 29th through May 26, 2024. Year of the Dragon. Glowing Wild will feature 10 acres of botanical gardens filled with larger-than-life Asian lantern displays of animals from around the world, plus music, animation, food and drinks, and more. Don't miss Glowing Wild at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
At least somebody's got a sense of humor this morning. All right. Thanks again, and welcome back to KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. And if you're just joining us, Carl and Linda are on assignment today. And I'm Cameron Middleton, covering in for them on a wonderful Friday morning. Beautiful out there. And wanted to just do a couple of reminders on a couple of events that our previous guests mentioned. First one was from Haven Humane. Tomorrow at 9 a.m. at the Sundial Bridge is the Doggy Dash, where you can bring down your pets, even dress them up if you like. If you have not yet registered, it's still okay. You can go down prior to 9 a.m., and they can get you set up on that. But they have a 5K and a 10K. Not sure why they don't have a 1K or a half a K, but probably just an oversight. But please, for those that wish, it's going to be a beautiful day tomorrow. It'll be a great event to attend. The other one as well that was brought up by Mike Freeman, our Shasta County Superintendent of Schools, is the substance abuse forum that they're going to have it Thursday, April 11th from 5:30 to 7, 2985 Innsbrook Drive, for those that wish to attend. And again, we have our guest today, Bruce Middleton from House of Realty. And discussing all things real estate, and certainly unusual times for the housing market.
You know, I'm curious, and you probably know a lot more about this than I do, but with the county trying to do away with certain fees, we've always heard about, you know, it takes so long. I know we deal with the city of Reading more than the county, but like I say, you know more about that than I do. But which fees they're going to reduce, I don't know. But, you know, I can't think that'll do anything but help. I'm not sure how you offset the loss of those fees income-wise, but...
Well, the county's apparatus, my understanding, was set up differently in terms of what they refer to as impact fees than what the city has implemented. With the city, it really runs their own utilities. So we have REU, we have wastewater, so sewer, we have our water division and stormwater. And so a lot of the impact fees, and not to mention traffic, but a lot of the impact fees within the city are direct impacts that are they try to calculate for those specific services. So you increase, you add 100 homes, we need this much more to cover, you know, what the infrastructure is for the water system, for example. The counties was a bit different. They implemented that impact fee, I want to say it was 06, 07, somewhere in there, and it was really meant to be more of an all-purpose fund. I mean, even when it went in, I think they said this can be used for improvements in books and things at the library. It could be used towards new jail. It could be used towards police services. I think by the emergency services or emergency building that they have down at the old Sherrod Dunlap Sawyer building that the county purchased and turned into an incident command center was paid for with the impact fees. So their system was is different than the city's, but it kind of was more of an all-purpose fund for certain improvements and capital, you know, things down the road. So will that help? Yeah, I you know, it didn't seem like it was really a calculated decision or something that was thought about, you know, extensively prior to it happening. It was just a, hey, we're gonna you know, discontinue the impact fee, period. Whether that's going to change after the election or what have you, tough to tell. I would be curious to see if there's going to be more applications and applicants coming in with projects while that fee holiday is in place.
You know, I'm kind of curious, too, with the new courthouse having been opened, which is near our office, but I keep hearing different stories about the old courthouse. Is it going to be annexed and part of the jail system? Is it going to be consolidating off-site county services? Some of them are on the south end of the downtown mall. There's various offices on Yuba and West and Court and Chestnut that the county leases and rents. So I don't know. I've heard that that might be the case, too, where they're going to bring those in. But I'm not sure what has to be done to the building itself in order to be able to do that.
And
it's
an
old building.
Yeah. Well, I think that's the trouble, is that they've looked, I mean, depending upon who you ask at the county, they've had the cost estimates for renovation really are so high to be able to meet any kind of building like that, a county building, whether it's got law enforcement, courthouse, et cetera, fire, certain schools, they have to meet that state emergency services building rating. So it's got to be a phenomenal structure. So it really has to meet a bunch of extra state standards so that, you know, one of the buildings that, you know, that they need to use in an emergency didn't fall down in the emergency. And to do that, I guess, is an outrageous amount. So I know a lot of the common sentiment has been within the county, we're going to tear it down and put something else on the site, whether that's a jail expansion, whether that's an annex to the county administrative office. I don't think that's been determined yet.
Yeah, it's interesting. That would affect what downtown, and, you know, there's been talk about moving the jail out by Airport Road out there as well. You know, so does that impact local commercial around that area, which, you know, could prove to be interesting, too. There's some vacancy. I'm not seeing a whole bunch of commercial activity right now. New buildings, the construction costs and permit fees, et cetera, are high. And we're seeing some in the Stillwater Industrial Park that plan on building that haven't even started yet. And they're, you know, they're talking about the expense involved at this point in time. And, you know, obviously materials are high right now. So
Well, I think that makes it, you know, difficult as well. You talk about office space and other things around the jail, and it does depend, you know, where they want to consolidate, because I know the county has said due to the, in some cases, due to the parking situation, but this little patchwork strategy of having, you know, little health and human services office here, you know, family services office, you know, rented a little lease space downtown, several little office spaces that the county leases. They want to put those together. One, whether that's down at Breslauer or whether that's up at where the current courthouse is, I don't think they've made the determination. But kind of hard to right now with literally hundreds of vacant spots, positions open at the county. Kind of hard to figure out the personnel on that. But whether it's a jail expansion, I've always wondered, too, if you put the sheriff's office back up there and do sheriff and probation and some of those others that are kind of living out of a, you know, makeshift or, you know, other leased office spaces, being able to put something substantial there. But it all comes down to time and money.
Well, I think the sheriff's department, didn't they buy their office building on Washington Street down off Park Marina? I thought they purchased that. I know the county purchased the old Sherrod Dunlap building up off the airport.
Did.
I went by there the other day. They've done extensive work on that building, but I didn't see any cars. So I don't know whether it's actively being used or not. It's a great facility.
Well, I know the main my understanding is the main purpose, too, of that facility down there on Airport Road is for emergency, major emergency incident command, Office of Emergency Services, State OES, you know, being right across the street, having CAL FIRE, Forest Service right there at the airport as well, kind of has that consolidated where we have the incident command. I think you recall, well, I know you recall, how many years ago was it when we, 08, we had the big fires in 2008, big, huge complexes of fires. And FEMA and the Forest Service leased a building there just a ways up Airport Road at Airport and 44. I think you handled the logistics on that.
Yeah, that was interesting, the old 84 lumber building. Rare Air's in there and some other businesses right now. But, yeah, FEMA came and the Forest Service came, and they wanted to lease the entire building and the grounds, which were, you know, considerable space. And that took almost a full day. We negotiated that, and within 48 hours, that thing, they had sleeping accommodations for 200 firefighters. They had 50 portable showers. They rented, I think it was 250 vehicles. I mean, it became a small city overnight. It was really kind of interesting to watch that whole thing, you know, take effect. Yeah, FEMA, I mean, it was well organized, and it was incredible to me that they could come in and do that. It was kind of, you know, amazing to see.
Well, and my understanding is that with that building that the county purchased down there on Airport Road, that now is going to be that permanent incident command center that they've got to be able to, you know, again, CAR FIRE. The flooding that we had with the excess rains, everything else, gives them a central spot to be able to do that. So, all right, with that, we will take another break. Again, KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio.
Hello, Northern California. This is Roland from the Flag Center. Winter rain and wind is hard on flags. So until March 21st, bring us that tattered old glory and we'll give you 15% off any all-weather Tuftex American flag. Stop in and see us at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. The Flag Center, since 1982. American flags, American made.
Get ready for a night of musical enchantment with Edwin McCain in the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center on Friday, April 5th. Immerse yourself in the magic of his unforgettable hits like I'll Be and I Could Not Ask for More. Get your tickets now and let the music take you on a journey you won't forget. Tickets include $10 free slot play. For tickets or complete details, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Do you come alive in the great outdoors? Do you love to hunt, fish, or cruise the lake every chance you get? See it all at the Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. All you could possibly want or need to gear up for outdoors with over 150 exhibitors. From apparel to hunting, fishing, boating, camping, kayaking, mountain biking, off-road utility equipment, just to name a few. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Something for the whole family. Euro bungee, climbing wall, exhibitor demonstrations. Enjoy the beer garden with a variety of food. Win thousands in prize giveaways. $8 admission, 6 for seniors. 12 and under are free. Sunday we honor our veterans with our free admission all day. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th. Go to www.readingsportsmansexpo.com for more information. Presented by Elwood Ranch, Pedigo Reading, Bridgeford, Garage Force, Crown Motors, and California Customs. See it all at the Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th at the Reading Civic Auditorium.
Tired of that long drive home from Sacramento? Try Reading Regional Airport, where you can travel the world with one connection on United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. RDD is located just down the road. Skip the drive, enjoy quick check-ins, and travel with ease and convenience. Getting where you want to go is easier than ever with nonstop flights to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. Enjoy that vacation you've been dreaming about. Fly with ease and convenience from Reading Regional Airport.
Hi friends, RC here, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, the Diesel Vintage. A smooth burn, a perfect draw, and flavor for days. This is what an expertly crafted Parejo from the farms of A.J. Fernandez offers us. The Diesel Vintage is everything we seek in a fine and exceptional cigar experience. Get yours today at Tobacco & Brew, Redding, California.
Thirty years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Good one to end it with, and of course, as soon as that you got that queued up, I started doing a little dancing, and then realized the one man that's got the most rhythm in Shasta County, Pat Karch, walked in, and I immediately realized I had no rhythm whatsoever. But you know, Pat, I do make up for it in enthusiasm. So with that, again, welcome back to KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Got Bruce Middleton here going over some real estate and general issues here around Shasta County and the city of Redding. And I know we've kind of discussed some insurance and some of these other things. What are some of the other we're seeing a lot of these escrows as well that keep falling out for various reasons.
A lot of that has to do with the loan process itself. You know, insurance has been such a factor recently, and, you know, we always advise people, if you're thinking about buying a house, go get pre-qualified. Find out what you can afford. And when you're discussing those things and your ratios to income, insurance is popping up more and more. People that used to pay $150 a month in hazard insurance, it might be $350 now. Taxes continue to go up annually and whatever, so you have to kind of figure that principal, interest, taxes, and insurance. And in some cases, it's you know, people can't qualify for nearly as much, especially with the higher rates. So, you know, that's a factor, and we do get the calls, hey, we're canceled. what can we do? So, you know, my advice would be to shop around that Cal Fair plan, which is kind of a last resort, is in play, but it is expensive, and then you also need supplemental insurance on top of that. And we've had a number of escrows fall out when people realize what that insurance total is going to be, and it also dictates to a certain extent what area they want to be in. For instance, a lot of people, I'd like to be on the west side of town, have my children go to Grant School, but a lot of those properties are somewhat rural. They're on 3 acres or an acre or whatever. And some of those, they're all in the extreme fire hazard area. And, you know, there's fewer insurance companies insuring today. And those that do, it's certainly not cheap. And they might for a year, and then, you know, you bought that house and you're living in it, and then you get that notice, we're not going to renew you. So it creates that problem that you thought was avoided. So that's really kind of one of the big obstacles that we're seeing right now. Once again, you have the limited inventory and the rates around 7. You know, it's a tough time, but, you know, once again, I think it might beat the alternative to buy now because home prices will continue to go up. I don't see material costs coming down at all. I was watching the stock report early this morning, and I'm looking at Home Depot's stock is $360 or something. And I thought
they're doing well.
There's a reason for that, but yeah. But yeah, so that's, you know, it's still a decent market. If you're a homeowner, you know, you're not losing any money, that's for sure. Prices aren't dropping, and they will continue to rise. Maybe not at the rate that they did for a while, certainly, but... home ownership is still a goal for most, and the American dream hopefully is attainable for most, but, you know, that remains to be seen.
Well, an interesting thing, too, on the fire front, they've been working on this now for about 2 years, but Cal Fire just released their new high fire severity zone, moderate severity zone, and very high fire severity zone maps. They did a total revision of the maps all throughout the state of California and redesignated some of those places. Some of them, they really just had a blanket designation over a huge area when really parts of it were very high. Some of them were only high or moderate. And that can have a real effect on your insurance rates and, you know, some of these issues moving forward. But you can go on Cal Fire's website and you can look that up and see these new maps. They're more detailed. I don't necessarily agree with all the lines, but they're more detailed. Rather than just covering Whitmore as a, you know, very high fire severity zone, they really go through on the ridgetops, certain contours, other things, for example, where you do have the very high and the high. Now, in Shasta County, it's almost all very high or high. I mean, I think the amount of moderate is minuscule, maybe less than 1%.
Well, you know, nationwide we have different problems. California is mostly fire and flooding as of late. But I've been reading about Florida and how the condo prices are falling there. A lot of people have second homes there. But with the hurricane system, the flooding, and everything that's been occurring, prices have actually dropped. Construction on those condos has dropped as of late. People that went there to retire are going to have to sell their homes. They can't afford the insurance anymore. You look at Texas, where a lot of people have moved to, get out of California and whatever, but they've huge fires of late. You know, I mean, over 1 million acres and that type of thing, which you didn't hear before in Texas. That was a California issue. But, you know, almost every area of the United States is having certain issues, and a lot of that is climate change. And I don't know how you can deny the fact that we're having a climate change, but with the insurance factor, it certainly affects us. And I know here in Redding, we've had people drop out of escrows, and with that being the number one factor.
Well, it is a big issue, and again, nationwide. And I do wonder even if at some point we're going to go to a system for our fire insurance in the state, like Florida and Louisiana and some of the Gulf states do, with flood insurance, where it all goes through FEMA. And I know that the Planning Commission did make some revisions to our FEMA and floodplain ordinance within the city zoning ordinance to try and maintain our – FEMA level of service, which I believe is at a 7. So that keeps the discount on flood insurance for those that need it at a higher point. So I think it's 15% discount. It would have fallen to only a 10% discount off the FEMA standard.
FEMA is a busy, you know, they're busy at this point in time. And they're constantly changing those maps. You know, I think they've probably done more map changing in the last 10 years than they'd done in the prior 30 years. But it's, you know, and I know here, if you live south of town, a lot of the Bonnie View area is in the floodplains, even Westwood Manor to an extent. So you need to check that before you purchase a home. Make sure that it's not in that floodplain, or you're going to have an additional fee on your insurance. And flood insurance is not cheap. It's, you know, you're looking anywhere from $1,500 to $2,000 in additional fees.
Absolutely. Again, due diligence, due diligence, due diligence.
Right.
Dad, thanks again for joining us today. Again, Cameron Middleton here with KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. It's going to be a wonderful weekend. Get out and enjoy the very important religious holiday on Sunday as well. Have a happy St. Patrick's Day.